you should know that law of the election is what? Election means to make special choice of. The Ephesian epistle teaches you that before the time of God, you were chosen to make special choice of by God in His sovereignty. And the matter of election is not set before God's people as a kind of strange thing that we blow our minds about. The matter of election is set before us as a proof of the divine sovereignty that causes us to arise in thanksgiving and say, thank God that ever He should have chosen me. I don't know why, but I believe that one day I know why. You know, I once said to Mr. Knox there in Belfast, I said, you're looking well, brother. He said, you just wait, you see me in glory. And we had a little talk, and I said, I suppose, brother, when we see each other in glory, then we'll have some idea of the reason why God elected us. God did not elect us because of what we now are, but because of what He's going to make of us. And you know that's going to be something far beyond all that we want to see in the wonder and the glory of it. The means of the election is by the truth of God's word we should do, by the sanctifying power of the Spirit of God. But remember that the basis of it all is Calvary. In the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ to pay the price, which leaves God completely just from the justifier of those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
This is something on that question. I know you won't mind me asking this, but it helps the Father. Do you see any difference between election and predestination? Are they the same or are they different?
Well, predestination has to do with the work that God is going to do in us, with us, for us, throughout the coming ages of eternity. Predestination will be a continuous thing. You see, we're predestined to place and position and condition and likeness to the Lord Jesus Christ. It is those who be elected. Elected was a once and for all thing that God said. He says, I made choice of that person. I've elected. He that condition is what He's going to do with that person whom He elected. Of course, He elected us with predestination in view.
You virtually say that election takes us into the past of eternity and predestination takes us into the future of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you say too that the fruit of election is unknown until we are saved by the grace of God. That's the point. I'm saying it has no place in the preaching of the gospel. No place whatever. It's a fruit exclusively linked with saved persons. Those who have been reached and saved by the grace of God. Now the reason why I'm raising this is just that in the days of T.H. Spurgeon, we understand that there was a great controversy going on then about election. And the difference between election and free grace. And Spurgeon, of course, he answered in this way. If you put a chalk mark on the back of them, I'll preach to them. Okay? They were saying their idea of election was there was no need for the preaching of the gospel. If people were to be saved, they would be saved. But that's not the election that's taught in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that we discover after we have accepted the grace of God as salvation by virtue of the death of Christ when he shed blood on the cross. It's a truth for believers.
In this way, when the gospel is God is completely justified. God is completely justified. He says, we think we should have a verse. All right, we should have a verse. Come on then, there you all are. You're all unsafe people who should have a verse. Why don't they? But there's conflict of coming against God, and we've got a soul that will be burning in hell, and that may be. And it's not going to be a burn. But I preach the good to the Lord. Mr. Moody says it's like a gateway into the blessing of salvation. On the outside of the gateway, it says, whosoever will may come. When you get in through the gate, you look back and it's not right over the gate. It makes sense before the foundation is here. But perhaps for a believer, our view of election is wrong if it makes us careless about spreading the gospel. It didn't make the Apostle Paul careless. 2 Timothy 2 verse 10, therefore I do all things for the elect's sake. They also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. And then in Acts chapter 27, when he was on that ship that all hope was taken away, they should be saved, by the angel of God appeared to and told them that he would get them from the lives of all aboard ship. But that didn't stop Paul from telling the soldiers when the sailors were going to leave ship, except he's abiding in the ship, they cannot be saved. In other words, Paul was doing what he could to save the lives of what ship, even after God told them that their lives were all being saved. I would want to look at the understanding of the truth of the election, it makes us more and more better than the gospel. Because the fact that the Lord has to come to really to accept us to be taught, and God gives us the service of catching us up. So when the last church is taught, then the Lord will come, and this dispensation will come to get us. But I think we have to start a clear definition and distinction between the election and the destination. Because I think that many of the Lord's people both see the difference and the little difference, but not in the same
About 33 years ago, I heard an older teacher in the assembly say, the election is simple. It's really like a regular election. God has a vote, the devil has a vote, and I can't decide to vote. Well, that's simple, but it's not really a teaching of scripture. There's far more to election than that.
Election is something that you talk in the meeting with God. I will not know what I did. I can only wonder why it has worked. In fact, it says, in my own experience of constantly, that I look around whenever I go back to the place where I used to live before Nelson Gordon, to look at men and women who lived there with me and were just like me, and then I said, why then come? The answer to me is unanswerable.
Only what they have to learn more about this soul, that's all the more we feel that we open for the vacuum return when we enter the world.
You see, on the one side, the election, on the other side, there is the preaching of the gospel and more acceptance of the gospel
that is in a two-way world. If you look at the right quote to you, they're apart. And if you tell it that we tell it, but we're often with a Christian in their tongues that are way on the horizon, up to come together as one. And that is the root cause that we see in the Christian.
And that's a good place for selective meat and throne of God rather than trying to have them eat their own brains.
Another version of this song, the new piece in the gospel, is the new part of how limited it is at home and where you're not. stand up and preach that Christ is right for all men.
Christ is unlimited.
Paul writes in the Trinity, says, Christ Jesus gave himself at length in the world. He kept him into the body of his own. I believe in the book of John 3 and 16, with all my heart, and teach it, and if I mean it true, and if it is God meant it, then the Lord Jesus told it. I believe that God loves that the world is breaking out. But it doesn't mean that the world is being broken in and going to be saved. But thank God for God we are being saved, that we elect His God.
Our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, after it should be read, but also in power, even the power of the Holy Ghost. And in Matthew 2, verse 5, you know what manner of men we were among you from this place. In these men came to think, they were not depending upon a academic power. They were not men who either thought that the more intelligent they are, they were, the more grateful are in the things of God. They were men who are entirely dependent upon the spirit of God. This is something to learn. Though Paul, like yourself, was a most intelligent man, he would not think that man with him. But if he was saved, he would use enticing words with men to say to him, that he declared Christ, that is the things that relate to Christ, for he never left out that wonderful term that follows. Jesus Christ and Him crucified. This was the beginning, and it is entirely dependent on the Spirit of God. Now we think that you who we were talking about will stand in mock assurance. And so, you have to dare to gain assurance from every commander of men that will be happy on earth. It's no wonder that the Thessalonians became such witnesses. He said that it was the power of the cross and of the Lord. Rather, of the Lord who became followers by becoming followers of us. Now, these were the men who you'll learn were the men who turned the world upside down. Paul, Herminus, and Timotheus. So, people who copied them were people who had a tremendous effect.
If you explain the difference between what is here in power and in the Holy Spirit, just what is meant by in power? How much is that for the sake of the
in the completion of the word of God, a mind that focuses the word of God, but there is lacking any spiritual power in it. That one thing. But a man could still hear the word of God. Will there be power in it for others? There's no power in it for him. It's necessary that both preacher and hearer alike are in the good of the power of God. The preaching of the gospel
that only the power of God is the salvation for those who believe it. So I believe that the power must be in the picture, but the power must also be in the Spirit. That is even the power of the Holy Spirit.
Have you ever heard this objective that the expression coming forward is associated with the manner of life that these men live? And Father Brown, the Apostle, says, you know what manner of men we were among you, for you say, how poorly, justly, and unblameably we behave on that. Don't you believe that a man's life gives moral way to be nothing, to tell, to take it? I'm not saying,
yes, I would agree with you that there must be, in the future, there must be, association and affiliation and an affinity with the Spirit of God, in order that there might be spiritual power passing through him as the channel. As God tells you, I agree with you. The answer to the question is, how are even the power of God? The Holy Spirit. Let's see it in your question. Not only in word only. That's what it would have been for them to preach to them, but merely without the power. That is men with them. But in the power, even the power of the Holy Spirit, I think is the word. And in this room, relates to the patient. So, yes, there's peace with, we're not believing on patient. You see, they believe in the Spirit. We're sure in the Spirit. You see, we are in that, but the disciples will stay. What many believe. So, there's got to be an affinity between the people and the Holy Spirit in the way that the men is together. Now, look at what a man who could, and we know men, we all know men who are not educated men, by all means. The simple fellows, they're not academic. Well, when they get up and they talk to you, Congress has no power in what they're saying. These are the men who are in touch with the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God is using it. The glory is going to the Lord. We'll find that there are men who are absolutely sure. They're sure of what they're saying. They're sure of the Lord. They're sure of what they're preaching. And I think that's what happens here. Jesus is starting to distinguish and make a difference, I can say, between human ability and God-given ability and the preaching of the gospel. As it does confirm then what Paul writes in Corinthians, he says, and my speech and my teaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit, and the power. I wonder what's the thought behind the word demonstrator. The thought behind the word demonstration is the same as what we have here, we can be in followers of us. The demonstrator. But the demonstrator came from close. We became followers of our commercial world. We see the election After the first thing you have, if you appear, what can you say? A proclamation. What to do? The word of God comes to you. It was complete. Demonstration. What to do? The demonstration is the very thing of your lesson. As one of those, from that chapter, faith in the power of God. You can teach this. For an operating in the future of the year. You agree to an extreme ability to draw long plays, even to impress people, and even to influence people, but human ability will never bend a boat when you pass. This is the power of God.
This is how it is. If you see where you cannot help or not, and you feel good. The intent of the man is going to be wrong with you. If you want to throw this thing, sometimes I feel sure I forgot to throw it when I was driving. No, 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 not yet. You saw this stuff. He's not using it rather than the technical thing. But the posture than the thing where the God sends it. The word of God can be used in many ways, which is absolutely contrary to His word. There is a spiritual power in the word through the word of God, and salvation blessings are attending upon it. Mr. Sutton, I think you would agree that while a flawed right to do an illustration, that preaching the gospel is not a composition of stories and a written of incidents. While these are good things to illustrate a point, I say the better and better to aim at a good, pure, sound gospel message and have one or two illustrations, but it's a pity when the message is composed entirely of stories and illustrations. Yeah.
But it is a sure and also warning that in the simple preaching of the Word of God, we can count on the Spirit of God to apply that. And I say that for the younger brethren, perhaps in open air, and speaking from the platform in the assembly, not to reason out to make the Word good, but just preach the Word. The Spirit of God is able in His wisdom and His power to apply that word to the needs of these people. Preach it with conviction as it is the word of God.
Well, they became followers, imitators after the word. They were going to get on the mission of the faith. They were imitators of these people who themselves were in the word of the Lord. Very important that we imitate only that which is of Christ through the teaching. Nor are the Arabian men of mocking them from that year. These young men were never away from our home. All the children of the second and the third were born. And one day they fell into the year was going on well and he was living it in a church. I had been away from Peter from Kelly so far, and he, one moment ago, he came over there, and I kind of just said, go under him, you know. And he had a pair of mutton chop whiskers that came right there to sit. And then I got other sideways on board, you know. And he kind of looked self-conscious, and then I said, well, but what are you trying to do? Oh, Mr. Sutton said, well, I've got a great regard for Mr. Sutton's regard. And he said, I was just looking at a picture of him, and I found that he had whiskers just like this. Oh, I said, well, then come on. I said, this is obviously a scrap that we're going to try to sell a bit of the
How can you walk a cutter with coat and a flyer with power? You could have worked them along.
I said, by all means, copy that which is of kindness to God.
Kindness.
No, I was over in Vancouver there, east of them. And in the meeting, there was a young fellow got up and said, and I thought, no. I knew that voice. I knew its intonations. I knew the volume. I knew the man. And I thought, well, this is Toronto. I'm very big Toronto. And I kind of had to open one eye and have a look, and there was a young fellow who looked nothing like Mr. Pinkett.
But he had Mr. Pinkett before him.
And you know, I've heard Mr. Hunter, and I've heard Mr. Lecky, and I've heard all kinds of people who are being copied after their mannerisms by young men. Young men think this is the music in the church. No! God wants you to be yourself, of yourself, in Christ-likeness. Imitate like that. Now, you will find these people now became examples, type, but the same word that stands for the section of the Father's Scripture. Who all that believe in Macedonia, that's where they were, of course, in Thessalonica, and Achaia, that's where Paul was. Thessalonica was the capital city of Macedonia. Corinth was the capital city of Achaia. And so, in these places, the word of God was spreading out from these people. It is an area of 1,200 square miles. One assembly. The 1,200 square miles of testimony.
Oh, that is got a long way to go, hasn't it? A long way to go.
Just wish that I've had a problem for a long, long, long time.
I had a long
time. I wonder if knowing that there are five distinguishing names given God's state in the New Testament, the three brethren, brothers, and saints, and disciples. I wonder why the actual word disciple is never used in the epistle. I wonder if the thought is there, although it's just a fair manner, to confirm this first, as you became followers of us and of the laws. Why the actual word isn't in the epistles, but God of discipleship could be there, could it?
Well, yes, but
you see, there is a historical reason. Word disciple is essentially not a Christian word. Word disciple is a word which is widely known in pagan circles as well as in Jewish circles. It was a word that related to someone who learned from a master teacher. If you learned from a master teacher, then you were his disciple. But you see, a disciple could learn from one master teacher, and then he could decide that he had enough of him, and he could decide to go to another master teacher, and he could follow him and become his disciple. That's why your leader called disciples, of which is the part of the soul, no longer go on with the Lord. A disciple is not necessarily a Christian. Christian certainly always continues to disciple in the sense that you have one life with Jesus, who is the Lord. So that's the historical reason why, as the unfolding of the New Testament is that the people of God now are not known as the disciples merely of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rather, are they the believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and indeed they are the brethren, for we have stated to them that one is your master, Jesus Christ, and all you are brethren,
Now, this is where we are disciples, this is where we are brothers. So he set this strategy in that no longer does he call them disciples, he calls them brothers. So there is that. But as our brother has pointed out, it's necessary to see that the idea of being a disciple should be still with us. We follow the teaching or the discipline, if you like, of a master teacher.
In Acts chapter 20, verse 7, Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, they're given that name. The disciple came to brother to break bread. Now, why separated from what this would be saying?
Well,
what
is that ask the question as to why this is not found in the later writings after the Acts of the Apostles? And we go on to the very part, there are certain expectations of God's people that we clearly accepted the name of God's people. If there are, the word disciple said, this is not taught in the legal control of having the same God is left in the call to Jesus.
That word spread out, thunder out is the word that you use.
he has come to warn you about that walking around is a false path. I hope you have it spread around a lot of you.
Yeah.